You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This week, for many school districts, it's spring break. It was spring break last week for some others. Next week is spring break for some others. This week happens to be the week that Jeremy's kids are on spring break.
Yeah, they're going to be parked at my house for the next week. And I love my kids.
How are you feeling about it,
buddy? I love my kids. It's nice to have them around.
Should we just leave it at that and move on to something else?
I want to tread fairly lightly because I don't want to, you know, piss a bunch of teachers off and school districts and blah, blah, blah. But just in general, my own personal opinion, I believe spring break is stupid. It's stupid. Let's sit back and dissect this a little bit. It's stupid
to just I'm just sitting here and listening.
Have this random week off in the middle of March for no reason at all when your kids get a giant break at summer and a giant break at Christmas and now a break in the fall. Now we have to have another break in the spring where most parents are scrambling to figure out what to do with your kids for an entire week. And my whole thing with spring break is it's just a week to make parents feel bad about themselves because everyone is always asking, what are you doing for spring break? Where are you guys going for spring break? It happened just about a week ago when Reed and I wandered in to get our haircut. And our lovely stylist, that was like the first thing she said to Reed when she plopped him down in the chair, where are you guys going on spring break?
Do your mom and dad love you enough to take you to Disneyland?
Where are you going? Are you going on a little vacation? And he like looked over at me and I go, nope. Yeah. We have to work. So we don't go anywhere during spring break. So my kids are going to be parked at home playing video games and watching movies. While we do have numerous other friends who are sitting in Kauai right now on a lovely spring break.
Well, you hang out with a group
of people. But we got to work.
You hang out with a group of people where there's one or two of those couples that make like $1 million
a
year.
Yes, I mean, we have some very successful friends.
You have very wealthy friends.
We've got another couple that are down in Arizona. We got two groups of our friends that combined and went to Hawaii.
My goodness.
Here we are. I'm like, I got a job. Nicole's got a job. We can't just take a week off willy-nilly.
You know, I can just see those two couples that are, where are they? Down in where?
In Kauai.
Mexico? Kauai. The two couples that are together, the four of them having some cocktails, and they're like, well, we would have asked the Pagets to go, but they are middle class.
Right. They work during spring break.
They're a middle class family, so we couldn't bring them with us.
No, it's not that. It's just
Garcon, can I have a refill over here? Let me ask you something about that. Let me play devil's advocate for just a moment.
Okay.
You do get several weeks of vacation each
year.
And you don't use them all.
Who really wants to travel like right now, though? It's crappy travel time. I don't want to go out and try to
travel. It's
really
crappy out in Hawaii right now, I'll tell you that. When they're on the beach.
The amount of pictures I keep getting from them, I'm like, just stop. Please stop it.
I keep getting photos on social media of all these people down in Mexico on the beach.
Yeah, but in general, isn't it like 98% of everybody else is kind of like scrambling? They're like, what do I do? You know, I've got to go to work at 8 a.m. What am I going to do with my kids? Nobody's taking popping vacations right now. I mean, those are reserved for summertime. That's where I'm saving my vacation is for
summer.
Yes,
but you don't use all of your vacation weeks each year. You try to carry
I've got
them
a little
over.
Bit that rolls over, but we take a nice fat break at Christmas and we take
a
nice break
at
summer.
Why don't you just take, for instance, a Thursday, Friday and do a little four-day little road trip somewhere with your kids?
Maybe, I guess.
Do you not love
Luckily,
your children?
Luckily, this weekend will be nice. We could do that, but it could essentially be snowing like crazy. You know, this time of year. So we don't really plan any like road trips or anything. It's like it's going to be crappy weather. But come on. It is a way for parents to feel bad that they're not spoiling their kids and you're not going on a vacation. It makes me feel this week makes me feel like a horrible parent.
You're a bad parent.
Which I'm not because I'm going to work.
You're not only a bad parent. You don't love your children.
I can't be alone in this, right? I can't be alone in the random week off.
Well,
3 months
into the year. Here's the problem with your hypothesis that you can't
it's
be alone.
Stupid.
Here's the problem with it.
What's that?
The calls we would get will agree with you because they, too, don't love their children, and they are just not going on vacation
it's
either.
Just the people have responsibilities.
No, the people who would strongly disagree with you can't call in because they're out of town
They're parked on a beach right now.
They're on a beach somewhere, or they're on a nice long road trip. They're at Disney World.
Yeah.
They're somewhere like that. Yeah. They can't call in to argue with you. So all you're doing is speaking to your tribe right
my
now.
My people. My people are nodding their heads right now.
Your tribe nodding their heads saying, that's right, Jeremy. Those other
like,
people
preach
suck.
It, Jer. It's about time somebody spoke up.
I would say that there's a bit of jealousy going on here.
Well, of course I'm jealous. I would love to be in Hawaii right now, but we're working, man. I don't want to like be gone for a week.
You have vacation.
I do. And I want to take it in the summer when it's beautiful out.
But why don't you go to Hawaii when right now, let me see, my son lives there. Let me just look real quickly what the forecast is today.
That doesn't matter to the forecast.
Yeah,
it's a matter of I want to work, and Nicole's got to work, so we've got to match up vacation times.
You have vacation. Quit saying I have to work. You have vacation.
Nicole has projects at work that she's got to get done.
Forecast high for Denver today with snow is 39. Currently, there where my son lives, the high today, 81.
That's great.
Take your kids.
The people still got to work, man.
Oh, what? You are
this isn't laser focused on me. This is like all the parents that have to work today and work this week. A lot of people can't take this week off. And now they've got to juggle their kids for a week. And to make our spring break even worse, our kids have the entire week off and they have next Monday off. I'm like,
why next Monday?
I don't know.
It's for people who are coming back from Hawaii to rest up.
They need to recoup, right?
Jill wrote in and said, we went on spring break with our kids every year. Jeremy, if you love your children, you'll do it from now on.
Stop and then, shut up.
And then she said, ha, ha, ha. She's just poking the bear a little bit.
Yeah, she
Although,
is.
Misty is pretty much on your side here. She said, where'd Misty go? Here it is. Spring break is, and then in all caps, expensive.
Of course.
She said, we went to Disney World last year, and for the three of us, it was almost $6,000.
Yeah.
And then she says, my 8-year-old didn't even have that good of a time.
Well, that's a great point. It's like you're spending so much on a vacation right now, and then you're supposed to spend that much again in a few months for summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets super expensive to
do
that.
Well, there has to be. I mean, not every vacation has to be a $6,000 trip to Disney World. I mean, let's be real.
No, but it's going to cost you.
And we were joking about the Hawaii thing. Only your rich friends are going to do that every spring break.
I know.
You know, it's one thing to take your sweetheart and go to Hawaii. It's another thing to take, you know, four or five people.
Isn't spring break generally just reserved for the horny college kids? I mean, why did it morph now into our kindergartners needing some time off because they're so exhausted from all that kindergarten work? Just saying.
Learning how to share wears me out.
I've seen what my kids have been learning. They're not tired.
I think the horny college kids, as you call them,
yes.
I think they usurped it from, you know, the regular tradition. They were like, yeah, it's spring break, but we're going to get randy as hell.
I think that's, it was just a college tradition, wasn't it? Isn't that the original? I'd have to get onto Alexa.
No, not originally, but that's what I'm saying. I think the college kids usurped it. They took what was I think most of the reason for it was just a break for teachers is what I think. It's like, look, you only put up with just your kid or your two kids.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, every day we have to put up with 30 of these kids every day. We need a flipping break.
They love the week off. I get it. No, I completely get it.
Yeah, so it's like.
So don't be mad at me. I'm just venting.
You deal with your kids for a few days.